Golf superstar Tiger Woods is recovering today in a Los Angeles hospital after a car crash yesterday morning shattered bones in his leg and required extensive emergency surgery. A statement on his Twitter account said Woods was awake and responsive. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now. Tom, this really was a terrible crash. If you've seen the pictures, the front end of his SUV was just about destroyed. What are we learning today about what happened?
Well, hi, Peter. We don't really have much more than what was said in a statement late last night after an entire day of speculation and concern throughout the sports world that basically Tiger Woods had significant injuries to his lower right leg and ankle, fractures in the tibia and fibula bones. Those are the long bones below the knee, and pretty nasty fractures where the bone gets shattered into multiple pieces. And these injuries were stabilized by inserting a rod into the tibia. Now, Woods also had screws and pins put into his foot and ankle to stabilize injuries in those areas. So some pretty severe damage. But, you know, we got to say that we're happy, in a sense, if you can use that word, that we're talking about some pretty bad bone breaks instead of something that really could have been much worse.
No doubt about it. In fact, doctors have said that he is lucky to be alive after that crash. So Woods was already trying to come back from his fifth back surgery in December. Yeah. And on CBS last Sunday, Jim Nantz asked him whether he'd be able to play in the Masters in April. Here's what Woods said.
Gotta hope so. I got to get there first.
You feel like
a lot of space on my surgeons and my doctors, and my therapists, and making sure that I do it correctly. And this is the only back I got, so I don't have much more wiggle room left there.
And again, that was before the crash. And now, of course, Tiger Woods facing yet another public trauma, another public recovery in his life. And it does almost seem too soon to talk about another Tiger Woods comeback, but of course, people are going to be wondering about that, aren't they?
Well, of course they are. You know, we've got to let him start to heal, which he is doing now in the hospital. That's the good news. And we've seen him come back from so much, not just medical situations, but scandal, of course, that began in 2009. But, you know, he, as you said, a fifth back surgery. Remember, he had a spinal fusion a few years back and wasn't sure how that was going to pan out, but of course he it worked for a time, and it allowed him to win his 15th major tournament, the Masters in 2019. Do remember, Peter, that in 2008 he won the U.S. Open with a stress fracture in one of his tibia. So this guy not only can come back from injuries, but he can play with them. We don't know yet if that's too tall an order at this point with these severe breaks in his right leg.
Yeah, I mean, suffice it to say, no matter what happens, the physical therapy, the recovery will be intense, and we're just going to respect the process there and see what happens, because we don't know enough. However, Tiger Woods is an icon in sports and in this country. And he holds a special place for a lot of people, despite his controversial decisions through his life.
It's amazing. He's 45 now, past his prime. Let's just admit it. He is past his prime. But every event that Tiger Woods enters, no matter if he's not even a favorite anymore, people go, can he get it back? Can he reclaim the Tiger Woods of the early 2000s when he just mesmerized not just the golf world, the entire world? He was a global sports icon. And so as long as he has a pulse, there is always this feeling that, can he do it? Can he do it? And severe injuries yesterday, but already yesterday, you were hearing and reading about these hopeful comparisons to another golfing legend, Ben Hogan. He almost died in a car crash in 1949, came back and won golf tournaments, big tournaments as well. So we just don't know.
People are rooting for Tiger Woods. NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Peter.